Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online. We host Al, myself, Anthony. Today is an amazing Monday, April 15th. The Magic winning a must-win, their most important regular season game in franchise history. The Magic take down the Milwaukee Bucks in a must-win, win and you're in game to make it into the fifth seed of the Eastern Conference NBA playoffs. What's up, Al? How we feeling?
Dude, it doesn't feel real. Especially after the week that we had and that roller coaster that it was. But hey, man, the week ended the perfect way. I think that the fifth seed facing the Cavs in the first round, some may agree or disagree about that matchup. But hey, I would definitely take that over facing the Bucks, as the fourth seed. So we'll talk about it more in a few minutes, but right now it feels like, again, the season kind of, it played out, right? We played really well. It would have been really bad had we gone into the play-in, but the fact that we avoided that, and we are here today, it feels incredible right now.
Yeah, we're going to spend a lot of time, obviously, talking about what's on everyone's mind, which is the preview of the playoffs, our thoughts on the last game, what led up to it, and then our matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers. But before we get into it, just a real quick from our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest teams' matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. And also, just another reminder, our man Brandon Kravitz, new podcast out, Zone Heads. If you are looking for more Orlando sports content, if you are a fan of more than just the Orlando Magic, but a fan of all the Orlando local sports, UCF, Orlando City Soccer, and any of the top stories in Central Florida sports fans that you guys care about, check out Zone Heads Orlando podcast. Brandon Kravitz and his crews, remember, they drop about 4 episodes per week, so definitely check them out, especially now that the NBA season is coming to an end and we're going into the postseason. There's definitely way more sports out there, so definitely check them out. And Al, let's jump into it. So leading up to this game, a lot of people in the fan base, including myself, including you, we've had conversations to where we really weren't feeling all that great, right? Magic had a very, very tough loss against the Hornets. You win that game against a Charlotte Hornets that they are just, they're done, man. Their season's over. Their Coach Cliff is out. They're going through changes. Like, that, this is just a team that they have no reason to be beating the Orlando Magic, a team that's on the rise. In a game that absolutely matters, you win that game and we're not in the position that we're in where it's a must win. And unfortunately, we lose 124 to 115. Brandon Miller went absolutely crazy in that game. Then you come back and you win against the Bulls, 113-98. Always fun to be able to knock the Bulls down, especially with Vooch still on that team. But then you lose against the Rockets, 118-106. Again, another team that's out of any possible postseason. You lose against the Bucks, 117-99, no Giannis. You lose against the Sixers, 125-113. This was a game that, you know, the Magic, man, they fought hard, but they just couldn't get it done, man. It was a really tough loss. And then we lead up to Milwaukee, man. This game, 1 p.m. in the afternoon, leading up to it, man, I'll be honest with you, my heart wasn't settled, man. I felt anxious. I felt nervous. Just because you lose this game and you're in the play-in, right? The only way that you can guarantee your playoff spot is if you beat the Milwaukee Bucks. That they were looking to win, man. They're playing Chris Middleton. They're playing Damian Lillard. They're not sending any of their guys out. They're trying to win so that they're able to lock up that second spot, the second seed in the East. That was the case until, you know, later on in the game when they started figuring out other games that were happening and they were able to kind of see where, you know, where their end landing spot was going to be. But give me your thoughts, Al, leading up to the game. I wasn't feeling too great about it. Magic haven't been playing their Magic standard basketball. You're playing against Milwaukee. Damian Lillard is still a dangerous, dangerous player. Our shot hasn't been falling. We haven't been playing great. Franz has been struggling a little bit. What were your thoughts?
I mean, leading up to that game, to your point, the biggest concern was the energy, like the passion, the drive. Many had said it on Twitter, like it felt like the Magic had accomplished already their goal, which was to get to this point, win 45 plus games, be okay with like the play-in. That was kind of like the mindset that they were given to us. You look at the defense, right? The Hornets, a horrible loss. They allowed 124 points. Against the Rockets, 118 points. The Bucks, 117. The Pacers, Philadelphia, 125. So the defense had been really, really bad this past week. So the concern was, are they going to be able to turn it on? And heading into this game, my mindset was, well, if the Bucks maybe want to lose to face us in the first round, maybe they don't play Dame. Maybe they don't play Middleton. But instead, it was the opposite. They were ready. They came in prepared. They actually wanted to win. They were playing really, really hard. And to your point, once they saw the Cavs actually lost that game, they were like, okay, it makes no sense anymore. That fourth quarter, you could tell. They played the bench a whole bunch of minutes. Their reserves. They kind of gave in. The Magic were up 20-plus at that point either way. But, man, as the game went on, it was so good to see the passion, the defense, J.I. deciding lineup, which we'll talk about more in a few minutes. Jalen Suggs diving on the floor for basketballs. Like, we all of a sudden started looking like the Magic once again. And I'll give major props. I was at the arena. I give major props to the crowd. The energy picked up tremendously in the second quarter and third quarter. And the players just fed off of that. You could tell. Like, they were, again, that going for loose balls. Whatever it took, that passion came back in the team. And that was great to see. We held the Bucks to 88 points. There we go. That's who we are. That's who the Orlando Magic brand has been this entire year. And when we do that, we'll have a chance to win. And we saw what we did tonight. We blew them out by 25 points. So thankfully, that was the outcome. Because again, heading into it, man, I was not feeling confident.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest indicator for me where this game felt a little different was the announcement that Jonathan Isaac was going to be starting, be put in the starting lineup. You can attribute some of that to, you know, Wendell still not feeling 100% from a health standpoint, but just the fact that you have Jonathan Isaac in the starting lineup, it's like, this feels right. Like, this feels like the person that you should have been starting all along. Like, it felt as if we're kind of putting in drive a little bit where, all right, we have our fate in our hands, right? We're not relying on any other team to win or lose. Like, if we want to be in the playoffs, we got to go out there and we got to take it ourselves. And it felt like putting Jonathan Isaac in the starting lineup was our indication of doing just that. And, you know, the first quarter was a little sluggish, right? Paolo was playing really good basketball, but Franz really struggled. We were down, you know, 11 points, but it wasn't until we hit that second quarter. And then Franz just, he turned it on and he just never turned it off, man. Franz had an awesome, awesome game. And this is, in order for us to have a successful postseason, Paolo, you know where you're going to get from Paolo, right? You know where you're going to get from Jonathan. I think at the point that we know what we're getting from J.I. Defensively, we know what he can bring consistently. Paolo Banchero, he doesn't take the best shots. Sometimes he forces the basketball a little bit. But for the most part, he's going to put points on the board. Franz Wagner, man, he is one player where I feel there he's a little inconsistent for my liking. And I feel like he was in a little slump. And we need him. He is the one person that we can point at and say, we need you to play and be you. Because he allows for that defense to get stretched out so much where they're not doubling Paolo. Or if they are, they're going to feel it on the back end. And then Franz is just so, he's so crafty on the fast break that you need that type of dynamic scoring, man. It was really good to see him play well, because that energy that he brings in, we absolutely need it, especially in a game where, you know, Jalen Suggs really struggled. He only had 4 points, man. He had an awesome defensive game, and he was causing havoc on Damian Lillard, who only scored 16 points, and the majority of his points came from the free throw line. Not saying that Jalen Suggs was guarding Damian the whole time, but you know, it's an aspect of his game, and that's what makes Jalen Suggs so crucial. Is that if he's not on offensively, he can at the very least utilize his anchor, which is his defense, to still impact the game. And it was a fun game to watch. I can only imagine how it was watching it in person.
Yeah, man, it was electric, especially again that second, third quarter. To your point, like Franz Wagner kept, you know, going at it with Pat Bev, going at it with the Bucks bench.
Loved
it was
it.
Great to see. Because again, they are, again, let's not deny it, they are a better team than we are. They've had our number this past season. So it was great that, hey, in the big moments, we didn't back down. I loved it. I'm sure you watched it at home watching the game when Franz backed down Pat Bev and kind of did a little Euro step layup, and then he did the little too little mocking him. That was amazing. Like I couldn't stop screaming when I saw that, because I love the fact that we're stepping up and getting in the faces of these dudes that, again, talked a lot of trash all year. He bashed the Magic consistently in his podcast. He wouldn't shut up about it in last game where they were beating us. He did it too little to Jalen Suggs. And here's Franz watching all along. And when the time was right, he pulled it right back to him. So that was great to see.
Yeah, we need that energy, man, because that energy is what forces these teams to respect us. Not that we care what Pep Bev, you know, thinks or whatever the case may be. We obviously felt some type of way. We felt disrespected from his comments that he made early in the season, where he talked about, you know, how it's Franz, how are Paolo in the top 100 players when, you know, we haven't won any games. We're not in the playoffs. We're not this, we're not that. And Pat Bev came out today and said, congrats to the Orlando Magic for making the playoffs. Love the way y'all play tonight. Do work in the playoffs. Not that we care what Pep Bev says or thinks, but I will say it does feel good that we're changing the narrative, at least a little bit, right? Because things like this matter. Pep Bev doesn't matter, but the respect factor does matter. John Hollinger from The Athletic, when he came out and said today that, well, you can kind of put the Cavs and the Orlando Magic as a series that will be played on NBA TV, something along those lines. To me, that's disrespectful. We still need to go out there and we have to earn that respect, right? We do that by taking care of business in the first round against these Cleveland Cavaliers. And this is a team that you wanted to face, right? I wanted the Knicks. You wanted the Cavs. I want to start off by saying the one positive thing about facing the Cavs is going to be that home court advantage is going to feel like home court advantage. The Kia Center is going to be filled with Magic fans. It's just what it is, what's going to happen. So from that perspective, I'm really excited about that. On the flip side, I did not want to see Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs. He is one player that by himself, and this is the issue, by himself, he can cause damage against the Orlando Magic. From a scoring perspective, from a three-point perspective, if you take a look at the Bucks game, right, part of the reason why we were so successful in that game is because Milwaukee struggled to shoot the ball. They were 7 of 27. They shot 25.9% from the three-point line. We outscored the Bucks from behind the three-point line. This is not going to be the case in the playoffs. It's just not. So one thing that we really need to focus on, look at, is our defense from behind the three-point line. How can we get into the body more to where, one, we're not causing the error of causing fouls, because I think we did that like three or four times this past game. But yeah, how can we disrupt their offense from that side? Because that's the part that hurts us the most. If a team outbeats us from shooting behind the three-point line, it puts us in a really, really big hole, and it forces us to do more, work harder, to be able to keep the game close for them just to kind of extend the lead again just from their shooting. So I think that the lineup is definitely way more, you know, it matches. Like, they have a big team, man. We're not going to be able to overpower them with our size. Maybe from the wing, but they got a bunch of big men that can do a little problem. So tell me why it is that you wanted to see the Cavs in the first round.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, so I'll tell you why it is. So to your point, number one is the home court advantage. If we would have faced the Knicks, unfortunately, we talked about that plenty already, they would have probably bought half of the arena. You know, those New Yorkers that live here in Orlando. And again, the home court goes away. We need the Kia Center to be rocking for games 3 and 4, potentially game 6. We need that. So that's number one. Number two, motivation. Now, knowing what I know now, right? So they literally threw the game today because they wanted to face us instead of potentially facing a different team in the first round. So if you're a coach, mostly you're using that to your advantage. Say, hey, these guys lost multiple games this week, hoping to fall down to seed 4 to potentially play you. Let's show them what we got. Number three, Donovan Mitchell. We know he's got some procedures in his knee the last few months. He's been struggling with some injuries. So guess what? You never know. The playoffs get really intense. Jalen Suggs can be following him around left and right. If not him, Gary Harris. You never know what could happen, injuries-wise. So keep an eye on that. Number four, Donovan Mitchell, once again, contract in sanction. Is he going to sign it? Is he not? There's some drama there. And they're talking about how they collapsed in the last part of the season. A lot of that supposedly is because the locker room are kind of, they're wondering, is he really going to be here with us in the long term? So maybe the Magic beat them game one, game two, one of those two, and all of a sudden now the pressure's all on them. So that's another factor. Lastly, when you look at stats, we actually match up really well against them. So standings-wise, we only won one less game than they did in the regular season. Points per game, they average 112.7. We average 110.4. So offense, pretty similar. Rebounding, 43.3 for the Cavs, 42.3 for us. One rebound difference. Assist, 28-24. They have us there. We get more steals, we get more blocks. Shooting the ball, nearly identical when it comes to field goals, free throws, and three-pointers. The three-pointers part was shocking to me because when I look at their roster, I'm thinking, they got shooters. They probably shoot the ball a lot better than we do. But when looking at the actual stats, they shot 36.61. We shot 36.22. So I like how we match up just all around. We are both defensive-minded teams. We're big teams. They have better guards than we do. But again, if we lock in defensively, man, I really think that we can upset this team. Are we going to win the series? We'll talk about predictions later. Let me think about it some more. But I will tell you, on paper, I like the matchup way better than Milwaukee, than the Knicks, and really like Philadelphia, any of those other teams. I just prefer them better, primarily because I wanted that. Selfishly, I wanted that home court advantage at Kia Center, games 3 and 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to worry about Donovan Mitchell, Jarrett Allen, baller, you know, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Sam Merrill. He's already, you know, shot on us crazy the last couple times we played. Caris LeVert, awesome player. Max Strus came from Miami. So they have a talented roster. We're 2-2 against them for our season series. I listen. Donovan Mitchell, he's obviously the one that, you know, you can point at and say you're a problem. Darius Garland, the same thing. The more I think about it, the more I'm interested in the matchup, man. I really am. I think that's pretty even. Just kind of looking at across, like, I like now that we're in a more of a outside of Central Florida, Orlando, where, you know, now they're talking about, you know, who's going to win the series, is the Magic or the Cavs, and being able to read the comments unbiasedly, removing out of, you know, the comments from Central Florida, you know, the outside NBA fans, man, there's a lot of support for the Orlando Magic, man. People really think that we can get it done. I agree with them. Obviously, I'm biased. But we have a very talented roster. And I think for me, the Cavs haven't played us this way, right? They're not sure exactly what our team dynamics is going to be, because now, how do you not start Jonathan Isaac at the center going into the postseason? We're a different team with him as the center. It was amazing to be able to watch the defense collapse a bit when there's penetration, especially Paolo Banchero a couple of times, but you have Jonathan Isaac in the back protecting the rim and playing crazy defense down at the post. Like, it's beautiful basketball, and it's what you want, it's what you need, it's what you lack with Wendell in the game. And shout out to Wendell, who you know, didn't start in this last game against Milwaukee. Only played 14 minutes. There was an opportunity where Coach Mose kind of talked about it, where he called him into the game and he said, "Nah, man, keep Jonathan Isaac out there. Let him cook a little bit, because he's balling out." This is what makes this team so different. Chemistry, top tier. But everybody cares more about winning than their own individual stats. And I think with that type of mindset that our team has, when you're playing against a Cavs team where cohesively they're not all there yet, because the uncertainty that they have with Donovan Mitchell. He's 1 foot in, 1 foot out. There's no way that he's staying in Cleveland. He's out the door. I think the team knows it. So I think that's definitely going to hurt them during this postseason. I really do. And I think that's an advantage that the Magic have and that we need to exploit in a way as well. So it's going to be a fun matchup, man. It would suck. It sucks that this is more going to be on NBA TV than you know, national television, but it's going to be a good series.
Yeah, man, but I mean, again, if you think about what the goal was initially entering the season, make the play-in game, potentially losing one game against whoever and go home, I'll take this. Put me on NBA TV all day long, 7-game series against the Cavs. Hopefully we stretch it. And again, you're earning that respect. You're getting these guys to gain experience. To your point about the Cavs, again, why there's some concerns there. When you look at games played, Donovan Mitchell, 55 games. Garland, 57. Evan Mobley, 49. So when you talk about consistency and chemistry, they don't have it, man. Like, they've only played half a season, technically, with their full roster. So that chemistry may not be there. Again, the concerns about Donovan Mitchell may be leaving. So if the Magic can put some pressure on the Cavs, again, steal game one or two, come home with that positive mindset, the energy that's going to be waiting for them in Orlando, you never know, man. You never know what could happen. So I'm also going to add there to your point. It's the perfect matchup to start Jonathan Isaac at center. Why? Who's their center? Jared Allen. 7-footer, skinny, jumps up and down. That's all he can do. He can't really shoot it. Can't really go outside the mid-range area. Perfect situation where J.I. will be able to help out on defense when Donovan Mitchell goes to the basket. Garland goes to the basket. He doesn't have to worry about Jared Allen at the three-point line. So I think it's a perfect matchup for J.I. to come in, play 30 minutes a night, 25 minutes a night, and give you that boost. And I prefer that over Wendell. Wendell has matched up poorly against Jared Allen. For some reason, he struggles against those, like, lengthy, athletic bigs. So again, J.I. is a perfect matchup, if you ask me, in this case. So it's going to be a great series. Again, I'm still thinking about, hey, do I think the Magic can really win this? A lot of factors will come into that. We'll talk about it in a few minutes, but I do really like the J.I. versus Jared Allen matchup. I think that could be a really, really fun matchup to keep track of as the series goes on.
Yeah, and not to look too far ahead, obviously we have to take care of the Cavs, but if he can make it into that second round, then we're looking at the Boston Celtics. And that is a matchup that nobody in Orlando is scared of Boston. Like, we're not. I know that I've said it in the past where it's not about this season, but you're here, man. You're not here just to show up and that's it. Like, we're not patting ourselves on the back just for making it into the playoffs. Like, yes, let's celebrate. And it's something to be excited about because you've exceeded expectations. Being able to see the clip of the guys in the locker room and celebrating with Coach Most, that's huge. Like, take that for yourself today. Tomorrow.
That's it.
Tomorrow there's more, right? Because now we're getting to a point where it's, you know, you're facing the same team, 7-game series. You're going to play them. There's going to be adjustments. And you're not going to be able to run from that, right? Jalen Suggs is going to have to see Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. Like, they're not going anywhere. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome matchup, man. It's going to be fun, really fun basketball. And you just hope that our shooting, man, if there's a one thing that you can point at that's our Achilles heel is our shooting. And if we can't find a way to find a consistent basis to knock that three ball down because we know we're going to shoot it, it's where we're going to have issues, we're going to have problems, and we're going to struggle a bit. So our defense is going to have to be on point. Our defense is what led to a lot of our offense today in the game against Milwaukee. And we just need to be able to match that consistently against the Cavaliers.
Yeah, man. It's not going to be easy by any means. And I tweeted that afterwards. Like, I got the matchup that I wanted, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be easy. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy by any means. But let me ask you this, given the choice, right? So the choice truly really came down to if we won the game, we would have faced either Milwaukee or Cleveland. And if I give you that chance today to choose an opponent yourself, like, hey, Anthony, you got the magic ball. You choose who we face. Realistically, would you rather go against Dame Lillard, Middleton, Brook Lopez, Giannis in the first round, or would you rather see the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round?
How much longer is Giannis out for?
I fully expect him to be ready game one. I think his injury wasn't that bad. I think they just were being super careful. But even if he comes back game three, even then, would you rather see Cavs?
Nah, give me the Cavs.
Even the refs. Let me be realistic with you. Like, the refs were going to favor the Bucks in the series 1,000%. Yeah. Like, even today, we saw Lillard get so many ticky fouls called against him. But I'm like, oh my God, like, what's going on? I thought the NBA fixed that after the All-Star break, where they were going to stop calling all these, like, cheap shot fouls and all these, like, ticky fouls. They were back today. They were back on Wednesday against the Bucks, where, like, all these little things were being called against us.
The lean into the shooter behind the three-point line. Yeah, that was short-lived.
Imagine in the actual playoffs, I was trying Jalen Suggs going against, you know, Lillard. It wasn't going to be fun. And mind you, it'll still happen against, you know, Donovan Mitchell and all those guys. But again, if you ask me, I think the Cavs just present a better opportunity for us to potentially win the series.
Yeah, and also there's a little extra motivation for Coach Moss as well, because he comes from, you know, being a part of that coaching staff, you know, years back. So, man, it's a good matchup. It's going to be great experience. No matter what ends up happening, it's going to be a great experience for the guys. So then the real question now becomes, what are your predictions? 7-game series, Cavaliers, Cavs got home court advantage. What are your predictions? How do the Magic fare?
I can't even try to go against the Magic, man. I'm going to go and shock the world. I'm going to say this. I expect us to realistically fight hard and potentially lose the series.
Hey.
But I will say this. The Magic fan in me will say Magic in six. If we can steal one.
That's a good number.
If we can steal one in Cleveland, game one or two, we come home. And we can win two at home, which will be crazy. But if we can do that, watch out. Game six in Orlando with a chance to win the series. If you're the Cavs, you don't want that. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I got Magic in six. Realistically, fan or no fan, I think that we have a difficult roster to play against. I think that everyone knows our shooting is where we have the biggest issue. But outside of that, man, the Magic, we check a lot of boxes, and I think that we're very, very difficult to guard. And I think our versatility is what is going to cause a big. It's going to cause a big problem for, you know, for the Cavs. I think that the Magic definitely, right off the back, either game one or game two, you need to be able to steal one of those games away and steal that home court advantage and then just take care of basketball at home, man. It's as simple as that. I think that the Kia Center, and Coach Mo's already alluded to it a lot, the Kia Center was crazy. Like, you can even hear it from the speakers at home when I was watching the game. Like, the game was just it was loud. It was proud. You can tell, like, this, if this is a glimpse of what playoff basketball in Orlando is truly, really how it is, I think the Cavs are definitely going to struggle at home. And I think that we have a clear shot, man. Magic and six, man. It's a realistic possibility. The path that the Magic have favors us. And I think that if we stick to our principles, if we stick to that Magic standard, we're going to be all right. Magic and six.
I love it. Before we wrap it up, I know we're towards the end here. I'm just going to say this, man. If you're a Magic fan, pause for a second and think about this. The Magic won the Southeast Division, which, again, yep, coming to the season, you would have told us that. Probably would have been like, nah, man, Miami's going to get that. Okay. Clinched a playoff berth, fifth seed in the Eastern Conference. Would have loved to be the fourth, so we could have, you know, the prophecy of Markelle Fultz would have come to reality. But it's okay. We'll take the fifth. Best record since 2010, 2011. Highest seed since 2010, 2011. First division title since 2018, 2019. Third best defense in the NBA. And yet another 12-plus win improvement for back-to-back seasons for the Magic. So all I'm going to say is, man, as a Magic fan, we've been through a roller coaster of a season. We can go back and look at many, many games. They're like, man, we should have won that game. Whether it's the Hornets, the many times that DeJounte Murray beat us at the buzzer, the loss against the Memphis Grizzlies, so many things to look back and say, man, what if? But at the end of the day, man, this team exceeded all of our expectations. This team is at a place now that we never thought we would be. And mind you, this is only year two of Paolo, man. So the good thing out of all this is the front office is watching. They will make improvements. We have money. So no matter how things shake up this first round in the playoffs, positive things will come in the offseason. But for now, enjoy the crap out of this season, man, because it was an amazing, amazing outcome to get to where we are today. And again, nobody, me and you included, Anthony, nobody expected us to be where we are today. So the fact that we're here, celebrate this young team, support them. If you have a chance to be at the Kia Center for the playoffs, do your best to be there, man, because in my opinion, this team deserves every single cheer, every single clap, every single whatever you can do to make noise in those games. And we'll need to make that home crowd be electric. So props to this team, props to Coach Mosley. And I really hope he upsets, you know, the odds and he actually wins Coach of the Year, because in my mind, he deserves it.
Yeah. And then just to kind of add also, man, it is a little bittersweet because when I saw the video today of them celebrating in the locker room and spraying Coach Mosley with, you know, a bunch of water. You see Jeff Weltman, John Hammond, Anthony Parker in the background. And I don't think that they get enough credit for what they've been able to bring together. They literally brought in, you know, an awesome group of guys that, even with their flaws, they are the team that we've created is a team that people have easily fallen in love with. Like, this group, they love playing ball together. They like supporting one another. You can see it on the court. You can see it off the court. And it's bittersweet because, let's be honest, man, we know that this team is going to look different next year. Maybe not a huge facelift. We're not expecting anything like that. But, you know, now that we've gotten a taste of winning, the goal every year is to get better and better and better. And development-wise, that's one element. The other elements, free agency, trade market, draft, you never know, right? this team is going to look a little different, and I just want to take a moment and just say, man, this 82-game season has been a journey, man. It's been ups, it's been downs, it's been moments to be excited about. There's been moments to really not be happy and be frustrated, and it's all part of the journey, man. The fact that I still can't name five players in this NBA draft goes to show you how awesome of a season this has been. And I cannot wait to see these damn Cavs in the playoffs, man. Congratulations to Orlando Magic and the whole organization. Congratulations to every Orlando Magic fan. Fifth seed in the East. It's something to be proud of, something to celebrate, but only for today, because tomorrow we start prepping for the Cavs. On that note, sir, it is a wrap. I appreciate everyone listening. Show presented by Bet Online. Catch you guys next week.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.